Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Hey. In the 10th parak of Maseches Nedarim, the sugyas of Hafaras Nedarim. As we continue the march, another couple of days until we get to the final parak of Maseches Nedarim on daf Ayin Tes. But now, today, we are on daf Ayin Hey. And we start off really in the middle of a discussion. The next couple dafim, today's daf, tomorrow's daf, really start off in the middle, but that's how the dafim are broken up. We had a brisa yesterday that we quoted the brisa. The Tosefta, but we didn't prove what we wanted to do from the Tosefta. Yesterday's Mishnah discussed when one has a Shomeres Yavam. We spoke about the Zika of Yibum. When one has the Zika, so what is the Halacha for Hafaras Nedarim? What is the relationship between Zika of Yibum and Erusin? So we had three Deos in the Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer held that this is very strong, even with two Yavam, Yibmin, two Yavams, they can be each made for the Nadar, that's what it sounded like, and then we ended up saying, no, it doesn't mean each, it means if one did Maimar, so he's the one that could be made for the Nadar, and that's what the Gemara was working on at the end. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, only if there's one and not two, they both hold Yesh Zika, and Rabbi Akiva holds, no, Lola Echad V'lo L'Shnayim, while we paskin, and that is, Hafaras, the Zika of Yibam is weaker than Erusin, and therefore the husband has no rights, the potential husband, the Yavam, has no rights. So we brought a brisa, Tanya, Nami Hachi, that like Rabbi Ami is the one that's in the Mishnah, is talking about a case of Maimar. And that's what where Rabbi Lazar says that the Yavam can be Mefer. And he quoted the conversation between these Tanaim from the Tosefta, and that's what we're going to be medayik in. We quoted the whole brisa yesterday, and now we are going to, and we ended off with the exclamation of Ben Azai. Ben Azai has what an amazing pshat, what an amazing line Rabbi Akiva said, I wish I was Meshami Shemur, I wish I was serviced him better, even though he did service him. Rabbi Gemara says, we mentioned in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, that Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but he must have thought that he wasn't Meshami Shem enough, and that is why he had never heard this, and he was just amazed at this statement of his Rebbe. Vaiter. So now let's get to the last word on Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. My Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Ami. So what's the Raya? The Tosefta did not mention the word, it did mention the word Ma'amar in Rabbi Akiva's comments, but in Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, it didn't mention Ma'amar. So what's the Raya that the Mishnah and Brisa, the conversation is talking about Maimar. So, my Tani Kavosid Rabbi Ami, what is it? So the Gemara says, one of two options. Midik Tani, as in the Bach. Midik Tani, Bein Sha'asa Ba'Maimar, or Bein Sha'lo Asa Ba'Maimar. Well, when Rabbi Akiva answers and says, I don't care if you did Maimar or not, still I say Hafara should not work. So, that's Mashma, that the Tanakama held that there is a Chilik. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's no difference between them. Mashma, that there is a chilek, that must be what he was talking about. Number one, Inami Meresha, or earlier, where the line of Rabbi Eliezer himself is Diktani Misha Nichnasa L'Reshuso Nigmarolo. In the logic that he presented, he says that, well, in this case, once the Kinyan is Nigmar, right, then it's finished. Once he goes into his Reshus, it's finished. So what is the Gemar that we are talking about? We're not talking about that he did Yibam yet. So there was something, somehow that she was in his Reshus, and then she's Nigmar into his Reshus. So what is that talking about? Vida lo kadesh, my Nigmarolo. What's the Gemar if he didn't do Maimar? So that's what it must be talking about. Rabbi Lezer himself must be referring to a case of Ma'amar, right? And that's the language that he used in the middle of yesterday's daf, Maim Isha, if a woman who you do not have a chalik with, Rabbi Erison, before she comes to his Rishus, but once Erison takes place, Nigmaralo, he has power, he has authority along with the father. Isha, a woman who he has a chalik with before Rishus, that's the Zika, once she comes to his Rishus, meaning, after Maimar, surely she should be Nigmar to him. So that's how we get, even from Rabbi Lezer's words himself, that we're talking about Maimar. Tif show mine, kish asa ba Maimar. So it must be, says the Gemara, that we're talking about a case where Maimar was done. And what about now the last line of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says there's no chilukim. Hafar Sadarm never work. Just like elsewhere, we find that Erisin is stronger, so too here. So what's the elsewhere? My ukishar dvarim ke nidarim diktani. Right? What does that phrase mean? What is it referring to? Amarava hakiktani is referring to the following. Iyata mode she'ein chayavin skila kinara hamarasa. Well, don't you admit that Zika Liibam, right, there's no Chiyuv Skila in that case, even if Mamar is done. Don't you admit that there's no Skila in that case? And therefore, you see, Erusin is a more serious relationship, a more serious halachic connection than Zika Liibam. We even paskin, according to most Tanayin, that this Tfisas Kiddushin by the Isser of Yivam Alashuk. So there is a Shita of a minority, a group of the Tanaim, maybe Rabbi Akiva, maybe some of the minority that have a larger view of Itfisas Kiddushin, but Pashas is that there's no Chi of Skila. So therefore, don't you admit to that? So that's the Shar Dvarim where we see it is stronger. There is a Machlokas Rishonim in Yevamos, and Avchavtes, where this comes up. How far do you go? This line that says, well, there's no Isser of Eishes Ish. Is that even according to Rebbe Eliezer, who has a very strong view of Maimar? Remember we had yesterday different views of Maimar. We said Rebbe Elazar has a limited view of Maimar. His Lasha was Maimar Beishamai Ein Kona El Litchos Hatsara Bilvat. It's only enough so that you ruin the kinyan of any other brother, but it doesn't mean that you are Kona. So that is a very limited view of Maimar. What if you have a very strong view of Maimar? Rabbi Eliezer, we said yesterday, according to the first version of the Gemara, had a very strong view of Maimar. So does he also agree to this? Says the Ramban, says the Ritva, there in Yevamos, yes, they would agree, even if you have the strongest view of Maimar. Like Beishamai, Beishamai is not going to say that there's an Isser of Eishes Ish, even after Maimar is done. That's what the Ramban, I'll read the Ramban in Yevamos Chavtes. Pirish the Rabbi Eliezer Kamarle, it's quoting our line from the Gemara of Iyatamode. Pirish the Rabbi Eliezer Kamarle. Tiafagav da Amr de Maimar Kani, Mode Hu She'eno Gomer. Even though Maimar is Kona very strongly, but don't tell me it's like marriage with an Isser of Eishes Ish, says the Ramban. That I'm not going to go so far. And that's what our Gemara means. It's not only Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva talking, but it's even Rabbi Eliezer talking. And the Tosas Harash, the impression you get from the Tosas Harash there in Yevamos Chavtes, could be read as Rabbi Eliezer holding, or Beishamai holding, that there isn't even an Isser of Eishes Ish after Maimer is done. Right? It's just like Kiddushin. That's the issue. And as his Lashon is, V'itakamar le'hasam Rabbi Akiva le'Rabbi Yeshua, I'atamodeh. And it continues. Rabbi Elazar is not in the picture. So it could very well be that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that Maimar is Kona Kinyan Gomer, even regarding the halacha of the Isser of Eishes Ish. It's just not 100% clear in our Gemara whether it's including all of the Tanoim. Last line now before the Gemara. Amar Ravashi, Masisanami Deka. Our Mishnah is also Miduyak. Why? The language of Rabbi Akiva himself. Ein yevama gemura leisha, kishem she'arusa gemura leisha. Right, not only the Brisa, but also the Mishnah. His Lashon, like we said yesterday, the very graphic, illustrative Lashon, a yevama is not completely connected to the yavam, like an arusa is connected to the arus. That's then, in what way? So we just said, the Isser of Eishes Ish, a major red flag that tells us the difference between the two relationships. We mentioned yesterday the psak of the Rishonim on this Machlokas Tanam. So we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. That's what it seems from the Rambam pass on like Rabbi Akiva. The Ran here on the last medium line, Ula Inyan Halacha, Kaimalan Rabbi Akiva. They know Mefer, Lalechav, Lalashnayim. We pass in that is Zakuka Liyavam. There is no Hafara Sadarim there. Period. Even if you want to say Yesh Zika, says the Ran. Even if you want to hold that, still we'll say even if you hold Yezika, ikal meir hanimili bikami da icy law hach brisa. Aval baser da icy law chazina da vilas filer Rabbi Akiva the Yezika matzi amar delo yafer. Even if you want to say the Rabbi Akiva holds Yezika, not like the beginning of the Gemara, still we would say if that's not good enough for Hafara Sedarim. Because the Yavama is not Gemura to Anisha. You see, even if it's the Ezika, there's not going to be an Isser of Eishes Ish. And that is the line that you need for the standard of Hafara Sedarim. And then the Ran adds, V'kivim de kalsei ben Azai l'Rabbi Akiva, since ben Azai praised Rabbi Akiva, v'zakinu l'Rablazer Rabbi Yeshua v'dina, v'lo hajule midi. And you saw there was no answer to Rabbi Akiva's statement. It must be that we paskin like him. That's the Ran, without going into rules of who to paskin like, but just how to read our Gemara. And he quotes, that's what we hold, and that's what the Ramban holds, and that's what the Rambam holds. His only suffix, as we again quoted yesterday, was what about the father in this case? Fine, the husband is out of the picture. The husband is not allowed to be made for any of the Nadarim because the Zika is not strong enough. But what about the father? Do we say that if she is an Almanah min ha'erisin, if it's Brandi Suwa, then for sure the father is out of the picture too. But if it's min ha'erisin, can the father do it? Says the Ran, I'm not sure. Lo yadana charuse bahamil. I'm not sure what to say. Miyu, but he thinks halfway. Any neder that she had taken previously when she was in her father's house or when she was in Erisin, that the father, he thinks, should be able to be made for. Why? Because we know of the halacha of Nisrokna, right? If there would be no Yavam here, then Nisrokna La'av, as the Mishnah said earlier, the power would go back to the father, as we had on Daf Ayin. So go back to the Fazi here too. The Yavam shouldn't make it worse. So the Ran thinks the father could do it in that case. But in a case where she made an enter now, not from before, so that I'm still not sure about. Ulamaisa Tsarech Iyun, says the Ran. Okay. Next Mishnah, here in the 10th parak of Meseches Nedarim. Omer Le'ishto. We referred to this one time earlier, a couple of days ago. Omer Le'ishto, Kalan Adarmsha Taduri Mikana Sha'ava Makamploni Hare Kayamim. Remember earlier we had the discussion of whether the husband has to know about the Nadarim when he is made for them. So the Gemara brought this Mishnah where the husband does it in the future, where the man says to his wife, any neder that you take from here until I come back from such and such a place, he was going on a trip, Hari Kayaman, he wants to be Mekayim, he wants to do Hakama to the Nadarim before they exist, Lo Amar Klum, he cannot do that. Cannot do that. Why can't he do that? Why can't he do that? Machlokas Rishonim. Why can't he do that? The Pashas is, and this is what the Mefari says, this is a Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Just like you can't be Makna a Davar Shelo Bala Olam, and you can't be Mekadesh maybe a Davar Shelo Bala Olam, you can't be Mekim a Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Says the Mefarish, Dinidarim Shelo Bala Olam, Eino Yachol Akayim. It sounds like it's part of that larger Lo Bala Olam. Sugyas, where we know there is the question itself. What is the problem with a Lo Bala Olam? Is it that you don't have anything, it's not tangible? You don't have something for the kidney to be chow on, so that would be a little more difficult to say here, because you never have a chefza by a kinyan. You have a chefza, but here you by a kiddushin you have a person. If they're not Jewish yet, or if they're not free yet, or if they're not born yet, so there's no object for the kidney to be chow on. Here, there's never an object. Right? There's a neder. You can make him the neder. Unless you say the object is what the neder was on. Could be, but it could also be a right. A woman says, I don't want to put on makeup anymore. So the makeup is the chefza. Its focus is on her. Even though we know shvu is gavra and neder is chefza, as we had 74 days ago, back on Daf Beis. But that is a little more difficult. But that is one svara for the lo bala olam sugyas. The other one is umdana and smichas das. As the Gemara says, Bamsiya Tazayan, that if it's not here, then who says I'm serious? So that could definitely apply here. Who says the husband is serious if he doesn't even know what the nether's about? He doesn't even know if the woman's gonna take a nether. But either way, that is the first shot of the Rishonim, Lo Bala Olam, and that's why Hakama cannot be done. But there is another idea. If you look at the Rush right here, and it's also in the Me'iri, the Rush says on the first white line, Harehe kayam lo amar klum kideprishes la'el tahavi lekiyum b'taus lefisha yesh nedarim shelo yachvots. Says the Rush, he's being makim nedarim that she's going to take in 2 weeks, but maybe it's going to be a neder that he's very not happy about. Maybe it's going to be a neder that he doesn't want to be makim. So at that point, it would be considered a mistake. It would be a hakama b'taus, and therefore we say maybe the whole statement is a hakama b'taos. Maybe he's not going to want it. That's the Rush, and that is the Be'iri. Asks the Rishash. So what happens if he specifies? He specifies a specific neder that she might take, and we know he's interested. He doesn't want to knock it out. Ask the Rishash. So what are you going to tell me in that case? It sounds like from these sources that he could never be making a neder before it takes place. So why is that? Kashali, the Imkain said, ask the Rishash. Impirish akiyum al eze nedarim pratim lehevi kiyum v'ze eno b'mashma. Doesn't sound like from any of the sources. Right? You should say it doesn't. It does sound like it never works at all, and yet you should say that if it's on a neder prati, it should work, because then we wouldn't call it a neder betaus. That's the kasha. So the answer given by the achronim is that no, it could be even on a neder mesuyam, it could be a neder betaus. Why? Because maybe now he says he's happy with it, then he'll deal with it. But maybe then he'll change his mind. Maybe then he won't feel like that, and it will be a neder betaus then. So still, whilst we say, to answer the Rishash's kasha, it still could be considered Hakama Betos. The Rishash also quotes a Sifri. He's bothered why the Rishonim don't quote a Sifri, which seems to beferish, be a source, that you can't be making Betos before it takes place. Okay, so those are the two Svaras for the Mishnah, why the Tanakhama, and really everyone, seems to hold that one can't be Makim before the Neder takes place. The Ran also is Medayik, why the Mishnah says, Kol HaNedarim SheTaduri Mikan. Why don't you say Kol HaNedarim SheTaduri MeHayom? Why do you focus on the place and not on the time? Right? It seems to be odd until I get back, so why don't you focus on the time? Says the Ran, maybe it's to include cases where he's not going to leave for a week. Right, he's taking care of all of his business dealings now, and everything he has to arrange before he goes on the trip, but maybe he's not going to leave for 3 days. And what if he takes a neder between now and the time that he leaves? He wants to be able to be making a name for that himself. So maybe that's why it says mikan to include that case. Shein daito elame yom sheyatsa mikan. Umishim hachi lo meferlo mehashta. He's not being made for it from now. The hachayshinan dilma ba'odo etzla tadur nedarim sheyirtsa b'kiyuman. Right, so therefore he doesn't say it, he says mikan and not mehayo. So fine, you can't be making something in the future. What about the opposite? Harehein mufarin. Back to the Mishnah, if you want to be mefer. So there is a machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer omer mufar. Rebbe Eliezer says you can't be mefer it from now before it is here. V'chacham omrim eino mufar. The Chacham say no, you can't be mefer it. Why? What's the machlokas about? So the Mishnah explains. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is very vocal in this parak about all of the different sugyas of Nara Marasa. We find that sometimes, that you have a Tana who is very vocal in one topic. So here you have, in the previous Mishnah, you had Rebbe Eliezer holds that a yava can be made for even by two yavamin. The previous Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer, was the one that says that after you reach Yud Beis Chodesh, since the Baal is Chayav in Mizonos, so he can be made for. Another Rebbe Eliezer. So you see, in this parak, he has a couple of opinions that he is involved in. Not only in this parak, right? We had him earlier too. We had him back in the beginning, the previous parak. His name, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Right? That's a poskin ba'aldam in abi, bekavad of avi'imo, the Mishnah back in the previous parak, daf samach dalad. So, we see Rebbe Eliezer is very active here. So, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says Rebbe Eliezer holds that hafara can take place before the nether exists. So the Chacham say no. Om Rebbe Eliezer, im hefer nedarim shebo lechlal iser, lo yafer nedarim shalobo lechlal iser. Rebbe Eliezer says, zakal v'chomer. If hafara is strong enough to wipe out a nether that already exists, isn't it strong enough to prevent a nether from coming into existence? Usually, it's harder to break something than it is to prevent something. So here, if Hafara has the ability to break, it surely must have the ability to prevent. That's Rebbe Eliezer's Kal v'chomer. Amru lo the Chacham say back, why do you say that? Hareyu omer, isha yikimenu, v'isha yifeiranu. We compare Hakama and Hafara. Esha balachal hakim, balachal hafer. Anything, any type of nether that can be put up, can be hukam, can be established by the husband, then you can be made for that also. Lo balach al hakem, lo balach al hafer. So it's a hekish. We compare hakama and hafara. The Nidre Ziruzin here asks, you know, we have this hekish here. We know a hekish, there are two types of hekish, right? One type of hekish is where they're next to each other, like right here. Sometimes you have it in the same, two parshios that are next to each other. And sometimes you have a hekish where it is just two words that are two different places in the Torah. But we have a Mesorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it at the same time. Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echon emru. We compare Shamar v'zachar to explain how women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Right, that's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf. The Gemara is about Kiddush, but the Rishonim extended to all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Just like they're chayiv in Shamar, because they're chayiv in all the los haseis, even if they're zman grama, so do the chayiv in Zachar. So Shamar and Zachar are said very far away from each other. How could you call that a hekesh? The answer is Shamar v'Zachar b'dibur echon emru. Right, it's said as one. We know that certain mitzvahs and averos were all said at one. Gedilim ta'aseh lecha lo sil bashatnis. Right, Eishas, like we said yesterday also, Eishas ach yibum. So that is a different type of hekesh. Here, this is the pashas, the pashat hekesh. Yishei kivenu, yishei ferenu, quoted together in the Torah. But ask the Nidrei Zeruzin. So we compare hakama and hafara. How do you know which direction it goes in? Our Mishnah says that the Chachamim hold that, well, you know hakama cannot be done beforehand, so it must be hafara can't be done beforehand either. Ask the Nidrei Zeruzin, why don't you go in the opposite direction? Why don't you say that maybe we'll learn from here, from Rabbi Eliezer Svara, that Hafara works? And then you'll have the Hekesh, that just like Hafara works, so do Hakama works. But you're going to tell me that whenever you don't know, we have a rule. L'chumra makshinan, midahi batora. Whenever you're not sure which way a Hekesh should go, you should just go L'chumra. And therefore here we'll say that it's L'chumra, that Hafara does not work. But that's not true. That's a Chumra in that direction. But what about Hakama? So allowing Hakama would itself be a Chumrah. And now we're saying that Hakama does not work beforehand because we're comparing it to Hafara. Right? So why don't we say the opposite connection? Yes, it's a Hekesh, but why do you say this and not that? So explain a number of the Achronim I saw in the Sefer. V'Yirei Daf quotes it, the Sefer Tiferes Yerushalayim. He quotes, we generally try not to say a Hekesh that's negative Svara. Try not to say a Hekesh that would end up having some type of illogical element to it. And here, what's the other way? You would say that just like Hafara would work beforehand, so too Hakama would work beforehand. So you would say Hakama can work early, but a Neder doesn't work early. A Neder itself. You can't be Noder on a Dover Shalom Bala Olam, says the Tiferes Yerushalayim. And you're telling me that Hakama would work? How could you have Hakama being stronger than a Neder? So that's why that element of logic would not be true, and therefore, when you have a choice, where it's not a chumrah or a kula, but it's a chumrah and a kula in both directions, you would try to get the more logical svar. There is a fascinating question that is asked. Now, we've said this a million times in our life. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. We know at the end of Karbanos, we have Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'Shloshes Midos, Atar Nedreshes Bahen, the 13 Midos that the Torah is darshened with. And we have all of the Midos on the list. Not all the midos, but many of the more commonly used midos we have on the list. We start off with Kavachomer, and Xerishava. We have all of the, ones at on the list. Binyan Av, Klalu Prat, and Dover Shahaya Bechlal, Dover Elamim Yon, Dover Elamim Sofo. Where's Hekesh? Why isn't Hekesh on this list? Of Rabbi Ishmael. Right, this is Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the famous one. Where's Hekesh on the list? So some Rishonim, the Rashbats, writes in one place that maybe Hekesh is different. And there's a Rashi like this also. Hekesh is considered Mefurash Bikra. And yet, when push comes to shove, you need the rabbis to interpret it for us. But Hekesh is Ki'ilu Mefurash Bikra, and therefore it's more chomer. It doesn't belong in the regular yugim omidos shatar nedreshes bahen. It is, I think you have to say, it is a little drash needed, but the result is that it's considered mefurish b'kra more than any of the other midos, and therefore it is, maybe that's why it's not on the list of Rabbi Yishmael. Others say maybe it's included in Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava compares two words that are far away from each other, but maybe Hekesh is included. It's a fancy type of Gzeira Shava. That could also be another answer. But that's the question is a very strong question. I think, where's Hekesh? So you gotta give an answer to that question. So you might say a lot of things are left off. So you just have to explain my shear to high shear, right? What else is left off? And therefore, this, Hekesh would also be included. And then once it's left off, why is it left off? But this could be a reason why it is left off, because it's considered mefurish, which might have certain nafkaminas in terms of onesh, in terms of other things. Why do we say that it probably has to be? You still need the rabbis to darshan it. When the Rambam discusses in his Akdama to Mishnayos, and he talks about the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, those are the first two, which the Nafkamina between them, he says, is Machlokas. He says those two, there would never be a Machlokas about what's the difference between the two, whether you would ever have come up with it on your own. Whether if you would have had 100 years, would you have come up with this drasha from the Torah? So, Pirash HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, maybe. That an Esrog is a Pre-Eitz Hadar, right? That's what it means. So, the Gemara never says that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's a Pirish HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So you could have come up with it. An Esrog is a beautiful fruit. And there are others. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai you would never have come up with. Right? Why do you say that Shi'ur and Chatzitzin and Mechitzin, why are those true? Right? So those are the first two. Then you have category three. Category three is Dvarim Shahatara Nidreshes Bahen. Basically, all the halachas that you learn are from Drashas Chazal. That is category three of Torah Shebal Peh. Category four and five are Takanos and Gzeros. Right? If one ever saw this piece, it's in a very important piece to go through. The Rambam in his Hagdama to Seder Zraim, which is one of the Hagdama to all of Shisar Sidrei Mishnah, the Rambam discusses the outline of Torah Shebal Peh. So those five categories he discusses. So, you're gonna tell me that Hekish is not included in category three? So, it might be a unique type of category three. But is it mefurish? Right? It's not like we can read it. We still need the rabbis to interpret it for us. So even if you want to tell me that it is very strongly ki'ilu mefurish pekra, I think you still have to say the ki'ilu. It's not like we can read it ourselves and come up with it. But those are the five categories and the related to Hekesh. There is a fascinating machlokas in Gittin. Where the machlokas amoraim, which is bigger, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? Ruba Bichsav umiyat al peh are the opposites. So it's like a humorous machlokas. What are you talking about? Of course, Torah Shebal Peh is bigger. Torah Shebichsav is finite. You know what it is? One sefer. Just give me a Tanakh. And the Torah Shebal Peh is more sfarim in the base medrash every time you go. Right? So how is it that there could be a machlokas about which is bigger? So explain Rev Soloveitchik in one place that maybe the machlokas is, how do you view category three? We're saying it about Hekesh. But maybe we can view it as everything. Maybe ultimately, in some deeper sense, all of the Midos Shatar Nidreshes Bahen goes bound to be considered Torah Shebichsav. Maybe in a certain sense, that could be true. And therefore, that's how there could be someone who views Torah Shebal Peh as the minority, and because that's what Torah Shebal Peh means, totally not in the Psukim. While the drushas are the majority, right? Because after all, Torah Shebal Peh is an expansion of Torah Shebichsav, and it's explaining Torah Shebichsav. Right? This is also machlokas that Reb Chaim pointed out about Birchas HaTorah. Right? There's a machlokas in Maseches Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph. Many are familiar with this. What part of Torah requires Birchas HaTorah? Right, four different days in the Gemara. Which part of Torah requires Birchas HaTorah? Says Shmuel. Once you say Kriyashma, I'm sorry, Kriyashma takes it away because you said Ava Rabba. Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzarech Lavarech, Lemedrashena Tzarech Lavarech. Rav Huna says for Torah, for Mikra, you need Birchas HaTorah. For Medrash, no, you don't need. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Lemikra, Lemedrash, Tzarech Lavarech. No, even for Medrash, says Rabbi Elazar, Lemishna ain't Tzarech Lavarech. But for Mishnah, a little deeper, you don't need. Reb Yochanan Amar, Afla Mishnah Ami Tzorach Levarech. Even for Mishnah, you need. Avala Talmud Ain Tzorach Levarech. But for Gemara, for Talmud, for Svara, you don't need. Rava Amar, what we paskin, Afla Talmud Tzorach Levarech. And Rava says, even for Talmud. So, what's the Machlokas about? What's the Machlokas about? And, let's see, according to Rava, even for Talmud, you need. So, why is that? Why even for Gemara? So explains Rashi, even for Talmud you need, because that's the Iker. Shehi Iker HaTorah Shemimenu Hora'a Yotza. That's what Rashi says here. That's the Iker. That's where Psa comes from. So as you get more, it's a totally different type of bracha. Well, the earlier days that said, oh, you only make a bracha on Torah Shebichsav, on Mikra. Maybe that's because that has special quality. That came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Undiluted, right? Torah Shebal Peh, though, is as human input. But, obviously, the maskana is that's the Iker Hora, right? And that's what Gemara is, says Rashi, Svaris Taimei Mishnah, V'tirutzei Mishnayis Asosar Zerazu V'chisura Mechsra. Putting all of Shas together, seeing everything as one big unit. But if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, right here on this Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah has an unusual line. We wouldn't have expected. You know why Gemara? Because Gemara also explains the Psukim. That's Rabbeinu Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah right here. What does that mean? What's Rabbeinu Yonah driving at? that really, at root, Mikra is the only thing that requires Birchas HaTorah. But the machlokas between all of these Amoram is, so how far do you expand Mikra? Is Medrash also considered Mikra? Is Mishnah also considered Mikra? And then what's the last opinion? Even Talmud is an expansion and helps our understanding of Mikra. But the Mechayev of Berachas HaTorah is Mikra. And therefore all of Torah Shabbat Peh, in a certain sense, would be called that. So that relates to the Gemara in Brachas Yud Aleph. It relates to the Gemara in Gittin about majority and minority. Torah Shabbat Chsav, Torah Shabbat Peh, and it relates to the discussion right here about Hekesh, right? We spoke about it about Hekesh, but then we expanded it to other ones as well. The other point I wanted to mention about the Mishnah, again, we could talk about this in many areas in Shas, but today we have a moment to talk about it, and that is the Kal V'Chomer that Rebbe Eliezer has. The Chachamim here argue on the Kal V'Chomer. They argue on the Kal V'Chomer, right? So Kal V'Chomer, we see, is not pure logic that everybody would have to agree to. There's a machlokas about this Kal V'Chomer, right? We know the rule is elsewhere, not everybody agrees to it, but the rule in some places is ein onshin min adin. You're not allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. So why is that? Kal V'Chomer is logic, right? So why, it's not my logic, it's Chazal's logic. So why can't you give an onish based on a Kal V'Chomer? So the Lech HaTov catalogs all, there's three that he comes up with his own, various svaris, why ein onshin min adin. So the easiest one is, oh, zeres hakasev, midihi b'Torah. Right, you can't give a onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. Number one, fine. Number two is maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. We know you don't need a mesora for a Kal V'Chomer. Rashi and Tosas have a machlokas in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph. What about all the other midos? Gzeira Shava, you for sure have to have from a Rebbe. You can't just make up your own Gzeira Shavas. The Ramban writes in the Shirashim that, you know, if you could make up your own Gzeira Shavas, it would be crazy. What it says the word S here and S there, so I'm going to compare these two cases. It says the word Adam and Adam, so I'm going to say these two Adams connect. Right there, by such a large book, you have to have repeat words. So, Gzeira Shava, you definitely need a Rebbe. There's machlokas about Gzeira Shava. You don't need a Rebbe for every detail of Gzeira Shava, but you need a Rebbe to at least tell you, you know, these words, there's a Gzeira Shava that's related to it. And maybe the Talmud has to figure out what is the Gzeira Shava. Exactly. Which words and which words do you connect to in the Parshias? But some part of the Gzeira Shava was given over. So that the Gemara says, Ein anan dom Gzeira Shava me'atzmo. Kal V'Chomer is the other extreme. You could do it yourself. What about everything else in between? Is Kal V'Chomer unique or is Gzeira Shava unique? That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah. Fine. But says the Achronim about Ein Onshin Min Adin, maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer, right? Maybe it's not so purely logical, right? You did it yourself. So maybe there's a mistake in your logic. That's number two. Maybe there's a pircha. Number three, a third idea, and this is mentioned by the Achronim, early Achronim, maybe, you know why you can't use a Kal V'Chomer to give a punishment? Because maybe the Chomer context is so Chomer that the onesh isn't even going to help. Remember, an onesh is kapara. So if I say that, oh, if A gets in this onesh, so surely B could get the onesh. But maybe B is so bad that we shouldn't even give the onesh because it's not worth it. It's not going to help him. It's not going to give him the kapara. Where do we have this? We have this in at least two places. The smag. The smag, one of the Sefer Mitzvahs, uses this to explain the unusual Gemara that tells us by the Isser of Molech, if somebody gives some of their children to the Molech, well, walks them through fire, kills them, doesn't kill them, also a machlokas we've shown him, either way, one is chayiv misa, if somebody gives some of their children. And the Gemara Darshitz, mi zaracha velo kol zaracha. If somebody gives all of their children, so then they're not chayiv misa. Ask the smag. How does that make sense? If you give some of your children to the Molech, then you're chayiv misa. If all of your children, you're not, says the smag, gadol avono min so. Right, his Aveira is so bad, he gave all of his kids to the Molech, forget it, then Misa is not even going to help him. That's the smag on that mitzvah. The Maharsha quotes the smag on the Gemara about Molech in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, Amud Beis. He quotes the smag, and this is the message. The message is that it's so bad, it's not going to help. Where else do you see this? The Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah uses this for another more commonly known unusual din of kasher zamen velo kasher asa. Not like the stukim. The first parak in Makkos says that stukim hold kasher asa. Right, but we hold kasher zamen velo kasher asa. Only while, like the Edom Zomim wanted to give this onesh. But if they were successful in giving this onesh, so then it is, they don't get punished. Why is that? So the Ramban deals with this in Parsha Shoftim. Zeres HaGosef! Or that he says, well, maybe Hashem wouldn't have let it happen to a Bezdin. Bezdin, Elohim Nitza Vadas Kel. The judges are sitting amongst the Shechina. There's a special Ashras HaShechina by a Bezdin, by a Sanhedrin. So it's impossible that Bezdin would put innocent people to death. And therefore, it must be this guy was Chayav Isa for some other reason, even if this case, he was not. That's a second svar. But there's a third svar. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus, Parachav, Halacha Beis, quotes another svar. And he says this to explain the Rambam. He's bothered by the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa, not only applies by Misa, he says it only applies by Misa, but by Mamon it doesn't apply, so fine, we know that, but also by Malkus. If the Edom Zomim, got the guy to get Malkus already, that's not considered Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. That's only Kasher Zomim. And the Edom, would get Malkus. They asked the Kesef Mishnah, how does the Rambam know that? Fine, Mamon, you can give back. But why does Malkus go on the side of Mamon and not on the side of Misa? Tzorach levakish tam, me'ayin lo l'rabbeinu, l'chalek bein Misa l'mamon u'malkus. How does he know that? To l'chor mashma, to lo shna mamon u'malkus u'misa. Sounds like b'kulu b'inach, how does the Rambam look asa? Fine, by Mamon, efter b'chazara. So that overrides the Svara. So you could just redo, and then really it's not Kasher Asa. But by Malkus, you gave Malkus. So explains the Kesef Mishnah. Well, what's the Svara for Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa? I think it's like that smad, that you did something so bad, you got this innocent guy killed, there is no hope for you. Forget it, we're not going to give you Misa, because that's part of Kapara. That Svara doesn't apply by Malkus. Right? It's not like, oh, it's so bad, forget it, because you got somebody whipped, it's bad. But don't tell me that getting whipped is not going to help. Delo amrina kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa ela hecha darogo hargo apiyem. Mishum degodol avonam onsham minso. Ein ro'u laseis lahem misas bezdin. Shetechaper aleihem. Ela sheroi lahanicham sheinidonim achar misa ba'onshim no ra'im. Dugma ledavar? What is he going to say, dugma? Kol zaro lamolech shehu pater. Ma she'ein lo markein behilko apiyidusam. Unlike by Malkus. Well, Malkus, it's bad, but it's not so bad of Godol Avono Minso. So those are two places where you see that maybe a Kal V'chomer wouldn't work. So you have Midi Batorah, you have maybe there's a Pircha, maybe it's not going to be enough for the Chomer. And then the fourth one that Rabbi Yosef Engel himself suggests is maybe this is part of the institution called the Hitzilu Ha'eda. Right, we don't put somebody we don't give somebody punishments because we want to save them. Vitzilu Eida, like we do everything we can except for Mesis, where there's a special din not to do Vitzilu Eida. But by all others, we try to do what we can. So maybe this is part of Vitzilu Eida, not saying the Kal V'chomer in order to punish. Viter. Says the Gemara Ibai Luhu. L'Rebbe Eliezer. According to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you can be made for a neder before it takes place. What exactly does that mean? Mechel chalin ubetelin, is it that when the woman takes the nether in the future, it's chal for a millisecond, and then is automatically batel? Is that what he means? Odilma lo chalin klal. Or is it not chal at all? Zero. He prevents it from getting off the ground. That's the question. And the Ron points out the question is only by the father. But by a chacham, there would be no nafkamina, because he's okar l'mafreya anyway. But at least the chacham is by the father or by the husband, but not by a chacham. So is it chal for a second or not? L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference whether it's chal for a second or not? Says the Gemara, kigon ta'atvis achrina ba'adinidra. If the woman makes the neder, and then somebody says, vani, me too. Somebody makes the neder, as we had earlier, and somebody connects their neder to this woman's neder. She says, I'm a nazira, right, top of Farish. Kiyocha nadra ben azir, v'amra hareini nazira, v'shama ishacher, v'amra v'ani kemokach. I'm like her. So, I amrit chal, and if you say it's chal for a second, and then it disappears, have it tfisusa. So then it works. There was something to be matfis. I amrit lo chalin, lo ika mashasha. But if you say it was not chal, So that at all. So the second guy has to be chalon. So what is the halacha? A couple of points to make. Number one, the Ron here says, one second, didn't we have a Gemara earlier, not so long ago, 10 blad ago on Daf Samach Vav, and the Mishnah also says it's a Nazir, that whenever you have a connected nether, then once the source nether falls away, then they all fall away. Remember the line, he said, Vani, 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 they all built. So he said, if the last guy gets knocked off, then all the other ones still exist. But if the first guy, or a middle one, gets knocked off, then all the other ones on that line, you know, are gone. Right? That's what it said in the Mishnah. Hutra, Hutra, Rishon, Hutra, Kulon, Hutra, Achron, Achron, Mutra, Kulon, Asurin. So ask the Ron, why is this different? So explains the Ron, there's a difference, based exactly on what we just said, between a chacham being oker and a baal or a husband being oker. Right, there's a big difference between the two, and that's why here it would work. This Ron is printed on an aleph on the bottom, third to last line. V'lav kushi hi klal, delo itmar hutzer echad mayan hutzer kulam. When do we say they all fall away? Ela beheter chacham sheoker and edem eikaro. Only by a chacham where he's oker meikaro, therefore it doesn't exist. But here, if you want to say it's chal and then it stopped, right? He's bevatelet, but it still existed for that second. Hilka kol shehuter echad mehen igloi milsa shlohaya kaneder meolam ubatla lehatfasa to basra over there. Aval baal sheino oker lemafreya elamikano lahaba. But a baal is not oker lemafreya. It's only from now. What's called megas gayis, to use the language of the Gemara in Ksubis, megas gayis. Afal pishuter rishon inach beisurayu kaimi. The other ones on the list stand there beisur sheein hatfasa shalem betela b'kach. Right, it's not batelled in this regard, because the original one still existed. So that is an important hara, how the Ron works, how the Argamar works with the previous Gemara. The Rush here also has a surprising line. When I formulated it before, I said, does it exist for a millisecond and then become batel, or does it not be chal at all? If you look in the Rush here, the Rush doesn't say millisecond. The Rush says, now there's a Rush on the top of Amud Beis, and even though it's nullified immediately, what does immediately mean, says the Rush? Hainu, bichdei sheyuchal habal lomar muferlechi. It's a few seconds. Enough time for the Baal to say muferlechi. It's mufar. What's the chiddush of the Rush? I would have thought it's a millisecond, and that's it. The Rush says, no, you have to have enough time for the husband to have said, he didn't say it now, but enough time for him to have said, move for life. You know what you see from here? Explain the acronym. David Pavarsky is quoted as holding that, I would have thought that what's this suffix in the Gemara? What's the suffix about? The Maisa Afar is for sure now. The question is, how does the Chalos Afar work? Does the Chalos Afar work now to act preventatively? Or is it Chal the second after the Nether is made? But what do you see from the Rush? It's not just the chalos hafara happening then, it's even the maisa hafara happening then, in that side of the suffix. Because why would you need time for the husband to say muferlechi? If it's just the chalos and not the maisa, it must be a maisa that's held in abeyance, and a maisa that's delayed. I could do the real maisa, the physical words now, but halakhically, it's as if those words are being said later. That's what it seems the Rush is saying. The Rush is saying that the Maisa is even afterwards. Big Chiddush of the Rush, that it's not in a millisecond. By the way, the Gemara later on, towards the end of the Masech, the Naf Tzadi, says that the Rabbanan would be Modeh, that if the woman already made the Neder, what if a woman took a Neder, La'achar Shloshim Yom? She takes a Neder today that she's not going to eat hamburgers next month. The husband has the ability to be made for it in between, according to everybody. Even according to the Chachamim, because that's considered somewhat Bala Olam. So, therefore, just keep that in mind, that the Rabbanan don't reject her balaza totally, but only where it is totally lo bala olam right now. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Gemara has the question, my. So what's the mitzius of Rabbi Eliezer? Is it not chal at all, or is it chal for a second or a few seconds, and then batal? So Tashma, says the Gemara, well, you get a certain impression from the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, im hefer nedarim shebo lechal iser, lo yafer nedarim shelo bo lechal iser. Rabbi Eliezer says, what was his whole kal v'chomer? If you can knock out something that exists, you surely can knock out, prevent something before it exists. So shema minah lo chal, doesn't that mean that it's preventative, it's not chal at all? That's what it sounds like. So the Gemara says, no, miktani she'enan ba'in. That would be right if the language of Rabbi Eliezer was she'enan ba'in, that they don't come, that they're never coming. It's preventative. Shelo ba'uktani. But it says they haven't come yet. Adayin lo ba'u. You get the impression that they haven't come yet, but they will come. Right, and the Ron says, so how would, what's the logic, what's the Kavachomer then? The Kavachomer was, if it could break it, surely it could prevent it. So the Ron says, no, you have to read the Kavachomer like this. If you could break it, surely, if you could break a bona fide neder, surely it could break a neder which was built, which is born with a blemish to begin with. Look at the beautiful language of the Ron, the last couple of lines, skinny lines. You can still say it's a kavachomer, even though they're both existing. If hafara can knock down a darim that wasn't born with a hafara, this nether was born with its shovar, so to speak. Right? It was born with what breaks it. And therefore, the Kal v'Chomer can still work, even if they both exist. Vayter, Tashma, next part. Okay, the Mishnah language didn't work, so let's try the Tosefta's language. Tashma, Amar Len Rabbi Eliezer, Uma b'makom, Shein mefer nidri atzmo mishenadar. If a person can never be mefer his own nidarim after he made them, mefer nidri atzmo achelo yadur, but a person can be mefer his nidarim before he made them, so a person himself, you can never be mefer your own nidarim after you make the neder, but you can be mefer your own nidarim before you take the neder. Where is that? Well, that we had already. We had 2 months ago, right? Dafchav Gimel Amabez, the source for Kol Nidre, right? Machlokas, we've shown him what exactly is going on there, but it sure sounds that way from the Gemara there that a person can be made for any neder that he's going to take this year. Right? What was the language? Yo Yiskaimu, Harotzel Shul Yiskaimu Nedar of Kol Hashana. The Gemara said earlier, Chav Gimel Amabez, person doesn't want their Nedarim to be Chav a whole year. Yamod Barash Hashana. He should stand on Rosh Hashanah. V'yomer kol neder shani asir lidar yehei batel. We had a question about that last line, the Girsa. But, says the Gemara here, says Rabbi Eliezer, if a person cannot get out of his Nedarim once they exist, but he can be made for his Nedarim before they exist, so surely a husband who can even get rid of them once they exist, so it must be that he can be made for Nedarim even before they exist. So my love to ishto dum yedilei. So don't we compare the wife's nedarim and his own nedarim? Mahu delochalin af ishto nami delochalin. Just like his nedarim do not exist yet at all, so too we're talking about a case of his wife's nedarim don't exist at all. And that is Rebbe Eliezer's shita. The Gemara says lo. You don't have to compare them. Hakid the isa v'hakid the isa. You're right. In the case of his nedarim, they don't exist yet. But it could be the wife's nedarim exist already, or they're going to exist for a second and then become hufar. Good. So that, another raya that did not work. Tashma, so let's go to a third raya. So we're not going to finish this raya today. We're just going to quote the beginning of the conversation, and then we will have to continue with it. Tomorrow's daf is not up from the last cycle. I never gave it, so Beis Hashem, I'll give that one tomorrow and probably skip the next one to put up from the next cycle, from the last cycle. But tomorrow's daf, Beis Hashem, will be from the new cycle as well. So Tashma, Amru lo Rebbe Eliezer. So again, this same Tosefta of the Chachamim trying to knock out Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, that, what's the Kal v'Chomer? Rebbe Eliezer says it's easier to prevent something than to break something. So that's what the Chachamim are about to do now. Maybe that's not true. I'll give you a case that it's easier to break something than to prevent something. Where do you have that? By a mikvah. Amar lo Rebbe Eliezer, uma mikvah shemala es hatamei mitum asam. A mikvah could be matar somebody. Somebody's tummy, they go to a mikvah. It already exists, the tumma, and they could get rid of the tumma. Uma mikvah shema'ala esatamei mitum asam. Ein matzil al hatahor milatame. But a mikvah cannot prevent tumma. If somebody's in a mikvah and they hold on to a sheretz, hold on to a recently dead sheretz, they become tame. So a mikvah doesn't prevent. A mikvah can be mitair, could break the tumma, but cannot prevent the tumma. So you see, preventative sometimes can be harder. So adam shein ma'ala esatamei mitum asam. So surely a person, this is just going on the logic, a person who cannot make something tahor. Other, what do you mean a person? If there's a tame kli, a tiny, let's say a ring. That's what the case is talking about here. There's a tummy ring, and a person swallows the ring, and then it comes out the other side. So does that make it tahar? Right, a person that doesn't make it tahar. Adam she'in mala is a tamei mitamasam. A person cannot make, a person is not as strong as a mikvah, cannot make something tamei tahar. Eino did shalu shalo yatzal tahar milatame. So he surely should prevent. He surely should not be able to prevent something that is Torah from becoming Tameh. If an actual mikvah breaks Tumah, it cannot prevent Tumah. So a person who cannot even break Tumah surely should not be able to prevent Tumah. But you know what? A person can prevent Tumah. A person puts a ring into, swallows a ring and then goes into a house of Tumah. It's Tumah Beluah, as we'll see. So Shmami no lo chaylin. So you see from there, it shouldn't be chal, meaning don't tell me that there's a pure, this is a pure logical. Like we said before, islay pircha. There are many things that go in opposite directions. A mikvah goes in one direction. It can break tumah and it can't prevent tumah. A person goes in the opposite direction. A person can prevent tumah but cannot break tumah. So you see, it is not something that is totally logically explained in one direction. So we'll get to more of that, that raya, how that fits in, better tomorrow, just to end off today with one thought. And then we'll discuss, hopefully, the exact raya. You know, let's just mention the question now. We'll leave off on a cliffhanger. Why is it that in the language of the Braisa is that a mikvah is ma'ale es ha-tamein mitumasam? Why didn't it just say ma mikvah shemitar es ha-tamein? What's the language of ma'ale? That's interesting. We'll have to get to that. What that language is. The Sharman Sanab Balacha here has three different suggestions. What the word ma'ale is. Then maybe we'll talk about a little mikvah in general. The obligation of communities to build mikvahs, even over other institutions. Beth Hashem, we'll get to that. Beth Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.